ICRA. Don't let the frackin' frackers frack you, bro.
A full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Forgotten Geek here in WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill, Hudson, coming to you out of a high low in Catskill. It's Forgotten Soundtracks this week, and I just started off with Scott Bradley's All Star, but it's Ragtime. So it's also coming out of a annual San Diego Comic Con. So quite a bit of news coming out of that. So here we go. It starts off with our Marvel/Disney overlords finally revealing the crossover-free, shorter-than-prior-waves Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It'll kick off next May with the long-awaited Black Widow solo movie with Florence Pugh and David Harbour respectively confirmed as Natasha's book successor Yelena and ex-hubby Red Guardian. November 2020 will see the promised-to-be-ultra-Kirby-esque cinematic debut of The Eternals, starring Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden, and the reveal that Selma Hayek will be betraying a gender-flipped version of Ajax the Leader. Somewhere out there on the web is a fanboy still arguing to smokescreen for an X-Men reboot when it's actually planting the seeds for a future onslaught of mutants and more. Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings hits February 2021, along with the one true Mandarin replacing Fu Manchu and Yellow Claw as the hero's evil dad, so finally shut up, fanboys, about that. The titular hero is played by Simu Liu. A mostly unknown Chinese-Canadian who had a role on the short-lived Taken prequel NBC show, and Internal Affairs star Tony Leung is the Mandarin. May 2021's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness sees Benedict Crumbly Mum take a promised-to-be-horrific plunge into the vast well of alternate universes and dimensions, but he will be accompanied by Elizabeth Olsen's Scarlet Witch, herself to be reeling from the events of her Disney Plus mini because it's all getting even more connected. And Marvel can be blamed, or history thanked, for the scheduling conflict that put Taika Waititi's Akira remake on hold in favor of a Thor Ragnarok follow-up. A week after that news hit, SDCC filled in the rest as November 2021 will see the release of Thor Love and Thunder. The plot will concern Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie's quest to find a queen to help her rule New Asgard, and Hemsworth Odin's son will not be the only Thunder God as Natalie Portman will return to the fold to follow her comics counterparts taking up the hammer. The panel wrapped with a tease for Phase 5, as starting with 2022 and beyond, we will see the Black Panther and Captain Marvel sequels, the Guardians threequel, the not-even-made but already by default the best Fantastic Four reboot, a new Avengers squad, and they ended with the shocking reveal of a new Daywalker as Green Book / House of Cards / Luke Cage's Oscar-winning Mahershala Ali is the new Blade, set to debut with an unscheduled movie that Unimind Kevin Feige says Ali campaigned for. For now, and not counting next year's, just get it out already, New Mutants, and probably something Deadpool-y, that Merry Mutant itch will be scratched through the heavily hyped relaunch of the OG Comics crew under the guiding hand of superstar writer Jonathan Hickman. The House of X and Powers of X minis over the next few months will lead to October's relaunch, with Hickman continuing to write X-Men, a.k.a. Summer's Family Reunion, plus Uncle Wolfie, and New Mutants, bringing Chamber and Mondo of the successor group Generation X in the fold alongside the original, most of the original X-Babies. Kate Pryde, coiner of that mockery, leads Emma Frost's reform efforts in the form of the Marauders, traversing the Seven Seas alongside Storm and others to protect mutant kind. Personal favorite Excalibur returns to his multiversal magical roots with a new female Captain Britain leading the team, including a reformed Apocalypse. Deep Cut Fallen Angels is dusted off in name only for a Psylocke-driven story, and X-Force's remit has now expanded to be the CIA of mutant kind. At last year's SDCC, Neil Gaiman promised a return to finishing Miracle Man thanks to the resolvement of some lingering legal issues, and that return will begin with the grim deconstruction of Superman / Shazam Ursaz making an appearance in next month's Marvel Comics 1000. And following up a recent issue's cliffhanger reveal of Spider-Man 2099 crashing to Earth and proclaiming the future is dying, Marvel teased November 2019, will jump forward 80 years to reintroduce the 2099 continuity in an eventful way. So, going to first, our first song is actually more of a cover of a classic, of a definitely not forgotten soundtrack or movie theme. But might surprise you who's covering it. It's Richard Chamberlain, who had a brief career as a singer back in the 60s. Here he is covering Patti Page, Frank Duvall, and Mac David's theme for Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte.
Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet child, I'll love you till I die. Oh, hold me, darling, please hold me tight and brush the tear from your eye. You weep because you had a dream last night. You dreamed that I said goodbye. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet child, I'll love you till I die. I hold two roses within my hand. I give to you. The red rose tells you of my passion. The white rose, love so true. And every night after I shall die, yes, every night when I'm gone, the wind will sing to you and softly sigh that my love for you lives on. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, I'll love you. We'll be right back.
Okay, that set started with Richard Chamberlain's cover of Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte, and then we heard Sue Sad with High Wire from 1981's Michael Crichton sci-fi thriller Looker, and you just heard Carla DeVito, We Are Not Alone from The Breakfast Club. That's the song they rock out to after Principal Paul Gleason trips over the chair. Now, Blitvert News rundown time. The Warner Media streaming service is sticking to the brand name everyone trusts. The beta launching later this year under the name of HBO Max. The DC Universe streaming shows will continue both there and on HBO Max simultaneously, with renewals handed out to Doom Patrol and Young Justice. Over in the CW-verse, Brandon Routh will get a second go to put on the cape as Superman in the upcoming Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover, and the Bat-2-C-rific past of the DC live-action superheroes will be represented by Burt Ward in an unrealed role. The Picard San Diego panel revealed that two more TNGers will play significant roles in the former Captain Solo journey, as Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis will reprise Riker and Troy. I think there may have also been word that Data's appearing, but I can't remember for sure. The Walking Dead panel shocked fans with the announcement that the projected Rick Grimes movie trilogy will be a theatrical release, Universal signing on to distribute. Blumhouse confirmed the obvious and some... and both the obvious and some recent rumors on top of that by announcing the back-to-back follow-ups to the retconning of Laurie Strode's War of the Shape, starting next year with Halloween Kills and then 2021's Halloween Ends. Another old movie soldier returning for a retconning was revealed at the SDCC panel, as Edward Furlong will return mostly kind of as CGI Town Jake in this fall's Terminator Dark Fate. Man in the High Castle producer slash X-Files vet Frank Spotnitz will be bringing the ultimate and grim dirt to live-action streaming by adapting Dan Abnett's Warhammer 40K novel series Eisenhorn. focused on the titular Inquisitor's galactic crusade against aliens, heretics, and demons in a future where there is only war and there are no good guys. Speaking of grimdark, Garth Ennis' superhero Send Up the Boys has already been renewed for a second season on Amazon. Avengers / Captain America Masterminds, the Russo Bros reveal some more of their upcoming slate, producing an Amazon adaptation of indie comic cult classic Grimjack. Possibly directing a reboot of Battle of the Planet / Science Ninja Team Gatchaman. And teasing that if successful, their Magic the Gathering animated series could lead to a live-action movie. Deadline broke that the original Winter Soldier writer Ed Brubaker has signed with Legendary to adapt his creator-owned original works to TV. In what probably won't be the first of many post-Disney / Fox channel hops, at the Orville panel, Seth MacFarlane announced the third season will air on Hulu and be delayed to the end of 2020. MacFarlane's unrealized dream of rebooting the Flintstones will instead be realized by Elizabeth Banks, Brownstone Productions, and Warner Animation for an unknown platform, Variety reports. Another slice of past pop culture will get animated for the first time, as Forbes broke that 60s counterculture indie comic classic The Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers will become an animated series under supervision of creator Gilbert Shelton, with talent cool from Workaholics, King of the Hill, and Rick and Morty. Speaking of Rick and Morty, Season 4 will include guest voices from Paul Giamatti, Kathleen Turner, Sam Neill, and Taika Waititi, the latter featured in a new clip up online. Indie game sensation will become what it imagines, as Hollywood Reporter announced a Netflix animated series is percolating. And to end this all, it turns out Season 10 is not the end of the road for Sterling Archer, FXX, picking up a 11th season that will leave behind the genre parodies to focus on a post-coma Archer trying to find his way in a world that's left him behind. And now, from some unknown artist, and really can't remember much of the context for this, here is Italian Superhero Disco.
city's only savior.
With a master plan to bring peace to the land, gotta understand, respect to G's, the name and laws, the game. He gotta track down Claw, cause the guy's insane. And so he worked downtown, wears a Mac Dust Brown. Looks kinda funny, acts like the clown. But he be getting criminals, lock him in bars. Go get your cop to jet propeller cars. He jumps up and out of the seat and bounces higher with the springs in his feet. You know he'll always be around, land or the sky. And you know Inspector Gadget is a hell of a guy. Come on.
When there's a problem in your town, go Gadget now. Trouble, there's no doubt. You work it out.
You got a badge on his chest, and you know he's
Inspector
the best. Anywhere that you hide, Gadget will find.
Inspector Gadget, the city's only safe. Inspector Gadget, he's number one.
spinning redemption.
Okay, and that set started with I think it was an Italian variety show. It was Italian superhero disco. Who knows who made it? Played that a long time ago back on Rock and Roll Martian. And then Five doing the mostly forgot. I don't even know if they had any hits. They were one of the wave of boy bands of the late 90s. Anyways, their version of Inspector Gadget from the 1999 movie soundtrack. It was a hidden track. I think one of the actual big name boy bands did the main theme. That made it into the movie. Then her Dashboard Confessional with Vindicated from one of my all-time, probably still one of my all-time favorite, to at least top three, superhero movie Spider-Man 2, and definitely better than the Chad Kroeger song, which we all wish we could forget. Anyway, it's almost 11:30 here on WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Forgotten Geek, Corey McCaslin coming out of Hilo in Catskill. And our next set will start with Scaremaker covering DC LaCroix's Devil's Son, the theme to the 1988 slasher Hack-O-Lantern.
Such a pretty little bitch. I'm honest.
set started with Scaremaker covering Devil's Son, originally by DC LaCroix from slasher film Hack-O-Lantern. Then you heard Mystery with She Likes Double Trouble from Belgian comedy Coco Flanelle. And then we ended with Fist Danger Zone from Zombie Nightmare, featured in MST3K's sixth season. So, leading to the next set with a podcast recommendation. To tolerate my paying job, I reverted to my high school state. Turns out it does prepare you, and put on headphones. I mentioned Mike Nelson's 372 Pages, We'll Never Get Back book review podcast last month. Now I recommend The Flophouse, focused on mostly newer, bad or ill-received movies, and hosted by the original Peaches. It's called an in-joke, son. Daily Show writer Dan McCoy, former Daily Show head writer, now living the dream as MST3K head writer Elliot Kaling, and bar owner Stuart Wellington. They can be found through the usual sources for podcasts, as well as downloaded for free from their own website. Do this recommendation partly as thanks to them for reminding me the first song in the next set existed. Back in the misty year of 1993, the studio wrung some more juice out of the Look Who's Talking Turnip, bringing in Danny DeVito and Diane Keaton to do a Lady and the Tramp riff on the Travolta Alley Clan. Oh, and of course they're going back to Squeeze again. It was recently announced a remake is in development. Back to the last entry, over the credits play the other song by novelty one-hit wonder singing French baby Jordy, bringing us some Christmas in July with It's Christmas, C'est Noël.
It's good. 와쿠라쿠나루토코와이기어루타지와바레마와리난다헬로윈위고엔도난다코나노이세키じゃないやめてくれここにはもう来ない二度とあいよね
Okay, and our last full set of the day started with Jordy. It's Christmas, C'est Noël, C'est Noël from Look Who's Talking Now. You heard MC Hammer and Deion Sanders with Straight to My Feet from Street Fighter the Movie, the soundtrack. And we ended with Weird Al's Jurassic Park, the Japanese version of Jurassic Park that he did there on a tour over there. So, thank you for listening today. I'll be back in about three Tuesdays since it's a fifth week month, but between now and then I just want to know that past guest Catskill Maker Syndicate will be launching their own monthly science technology show, The Thingularity, on August 1st at 7 p.m. airing every the first Thursday of every month after that. So thank you for listening, and we'll be going out today with Ice-T's rap, I guess you can say, for Dick Tracy, the soundtrack to the and she just told, oh, okay. The Warren Beatty movie, and have a good day.
I'd work you over for 50 cents, Charlie. You're just lucky I don't have any hardware with me. Darn lucky, I tell you.
It was gambling that brought the rising star of mobster Big Boy Caprice to zenith, and brought crime buster Dick Tracy onto his scent. Caprice made his bones in the small-time extortion and protection rackets on the South Side, and it prosecuted his vendettas with a ruthless tenacity that earned him a reputation for cunning, murderous unpredictability, and an unwillingness to forgive that was remarkable even on that seamy side of town. Business owners who failed to cough up Big Boy's exorbitant demands for tribute were hastily extinguished, and many a small-time operator learned the hard way with the mob. Not Webster, meant by territory, a school lesson that ended with a student dressed in a pair of cement overshoes.
Dick Tracy, look out, crooks, you better break out. Cause Tracy's chillin' on a stakeout. He's in town, and he's hunting Big Boy Caprice. Tracy's on the CASC, it's no win if you think about doing crime. Tracy, have you doing time?
Word.
When he's dealing with hoods like flat top, he rolls solo, he doesn't need a backup cop. He just talks in the radio that's on his wrist. Pat Patton will hook him up quick. He makes his move, and suckers is in his way. Will pay. Dick Tracy don't play.
Caprice would scratch, claw, double cross, and slaughter his way to the top of an ugly heap. And by the time he was there, his greedy eye would wander to the spoils of national control of the racket. He was surrounded by a round-the-clock assortment of goons, pimps, shills, confident tricksters, flim-flam men, and later jawed gunmen that responded to his every urge.
Dick Tracy, a real man, no phony. He better watch out for Breathless Mahoney. Cause this girl's sexy, and I'm talking about super hot. And she's working on Tracy's soft spot. Test Too Hard is the one he's in love with. Gotta keep a cool head so he don't flip. But Tracy's too tough for that. He gotta get prune face numbers in the rodent pack. Influencing the thugs at the wrist, understand. That Tracy don't quit till he gets his man, and I'm talking about them. Dick Tracy's in effect again.
By degrees, his empire grew. An empire that fashioned itself into an unseemly replica of a king's court, where a jester could be put to death with a slow wink of a Neapolitan eyelid. At a whim, he could bring a whole neighborhood to its knees with a particularly unpleasant visit from one of the squads of Amici di Amici, or Friends of Friends. The territory he came to control with an iron hand was not called the Carnival of Death for nothing. And Big Boy Caprice had given his sobriquet a vicious ring many times over. It seemed that nothing would stop him.
Dick Tracy, not the one you want to cross, boss. Step to him and you'll be needing smelling sauce. Cause he's a C-O-P on the J-O-B. So don't M-E-S-S with T-R-A-C. Why? Cause Tracy's here to rock the place. Put away shoulders, the blank, little face. And any other crook that want to break ill. He got a problem, Dick Tracy's the bill. He found a kid that they call Tracy J.R. A good kid, the boy's gonna go far. Sam catch him is another on the right side. But if you're not, then fool, you better run and hide from Dick Tracy.
Not politicians, not union bosses, not racketeers, not the treachery of his fellow serpents, not the heady aroma of power lust would be enough to undo this monolith of evil. Nothing but Dick Tracy, whose name had come up in regard to the office of police chief on the South Side. Tracy had handled the likes of Caprice before and seen the hideous rictus of other hoodlums end up behind bars. But here was a king whose calling card was widowhood and a brutal river of scarlet that drained itself in the city sewer.
Dick Tracy is coming to your town soon, wiping out all the mugs and the goons. So if you're wrong, you better move to some other place. I say the hell out his face, cause he's no joke. When it comes to crime, he goes for broke, even if the pistol smoke. He gets the job done, the man don't run. Talk about bad Dick Tracy's the one. Untouchable, the unstoppable.
Tracy's on a tape.
That's impossible. Super cop, there's no crook friend. Dick Tracy's in the streets again.
He would create a reign of terror. It would not be staunched by anything but Dick Tracy and the nation's boldest crime busters. Ha, ha, ha. The gangsters laughed at headlines that promised a head-on war from the Attorney General's office. Cackles were heard again in mafia backpilers at the mention of Attorney General Fletcher's campaign for the mayoral office. A campaign that Caprice and his underbosses, flat top, prune face, influence, and mumbles, would conspire to bring to an abrupt halt and give the would-be office holder an involuntary dirt nap. Focus of the tentacles of Caprice and his hideous family was gambling. The glamorous shibboleth that kept the masses hostage to a dream. And in eternal slavery to the hope that this week, this month, their lucky number would come up. A hope that somehow never materialized. Roulette, craps, blackjack, vino. The ponies and the puppies were all rigged and pulled like the strings of a marionette with a shining visage by Caprice and his allies. The city with its hopeless masses hooked like dope fiends on the game of the moment. Waltz did the gangsters too. And he kept a parade of corrupt officials on the payroll to ensure that the waltz played on. One who dared contradict him was club owner Lips Manless, proprietor of the Club Ritz. Big boy Caprice wanted in. Manless wouldn't yield. Lips was soon separated from the living in a lavish funeral, and Caprice took over the Club Ritz. And with it came Manless's former mole, the songbird with a come hither stare, Breathless Mahoney. Breathless would not be allowed to mourn long, for the party would go on every night, as it always did. Would Tracy drop by to bring it to a halt? When would gunfire rival the popping of champagne corks? But wherever Caprice roamed, blood would find him, sooner or late, sooner or late, sooner or late.